AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee have been trying to paint Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson as soft on crime. North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis made the point again, but also acknowledged Jackson will likely be confirmed. Jackson got a chance to respond.
Although we need accountability, although there is crime, we also have a society that ensures that people who have been accused of criminal behavior are treated fairly. That is what our Constitution requires. That is what makes our system so exceptional.
The Supreme Court declined to say whether 73-year-old Justice Clarence Thomas remains in a Washington hospital. He'd been expected to be released last night. The court says Thomas has flu-like symptoms and was diagnosed with an infection. President Biden will be meeting with allies in Brussels about the Ukraine war. The president was asked if he thinks Russia's Vladimir Putin will use chemical weapons.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO is estimating between 7,000 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in a month of fighting in Ukraine. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says this has got to stop.
Putin must end this war. Allow aid and safe passage of civilians, and engage in real diplomacy.
A man who pleaded guilty to planning to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, told jurors he and his allies wanted to act before the 2020 election to prevent Joe Biden from winning the presidency. Ty Garbin didn't say why he thought a kidnapping would accomplish that. He testified in the trial of four men charged with conspiracy. A tornado that menaced New Orleans flipped a school bus, ripped off rooftops, and deposited a house with a family of three inside. Storms in the South have left at least two people dead. Crude oil prices are up sharply, and stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Moderna says its coronavirus vaccine is effective in the youngest children.
It's the news many parents have been waiting for. Moderna says its vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. And if regulators agree, it could mean the little ones could start getting vaccinated by the summer. COVID vaccines in general don't prevent infection with the Omicron mutant as well as they fended off earlier variants. But Moderna's president Stephen Hoge says
the vaccine provides the same level of protection against COVID and young kids as it does in adults.
He says the vaccine can help protect children under six from COVID's worst effects.
Pediatric hospitals did see a lot of COVID-19 this last winter.
Moderna says it will ask regulators soon to approve the two small dose shots for youngsters under six. I'm Rita Foley.
A swimming pool at the London Sports Complex that hosted the 2012 Summer Olympics was evacuated. A number of people had to be treated after chlorine gas was released. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.